For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. McGill College Avenue could be the next street to get a facelift in the city. Montreal's Public Consultation Office recommends narrowing the street to two lanes to create a pedestrian plaza. This move is one of Valérie Plante's many ideas to make the city less car-centric. The idea was first announced in August, but the city waited for a public consultation before moving forward with the project. The possible changes would include widening the already large sidewalks from President Kennedy to Sainte-Catherine. The project would also take advantage of other developments in the area, such as the McGill REM station and the St. Catherine redevelopment. The CAC may have won a majority last election, but their ideas may not be as popular as they might have thought. A new study shows that it was a desire for change that led to victory rather than their electoral promises. 55% of their voters said they voted for change. Only 17% said they voted because they liked the CAC's platform. The Liberals and Québec solidaire voters were much more enthused by their party's ideas. Around a third of them voted because they supported the platform. The CAC also has considerable opposition to its main ideas from its own base. Around 40% do not support its major promise to reduce immigration. Canada is halting all deportations to Haiti due to the ongoing crisis in the Caribbean nation. The island has seen violent protests in the past week calling for the resignation of President Jovenel Moïse. Ottawa has also updated its travel advisory to Haiti. It recommends Canadians avoid traveling to the country. Canada's also working on getting any Canadians out of Haiti. The Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince will remain closed, but consular services are still available by phone or email. To hear the newscasts and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.